You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, let's try that again, kdcr885.com. Occasionally, when I put it on autopilot, still revert back to that old website address or the previous website address. If you haven't done so, please visit 3w.kdcr885.com. Here's your starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. Let's begin with the Dort College defenders. Dort College will start Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell wearing averaging 8.1 points per contest. Number three is Alec Henriksen, averaging 13.9 points per game. Marcus Winterfeld wears number four. He's averaging 8.8 points per outing. Dalton Franken wears number 33. He's averaging 19 points per game. And Taylor Feenstra wears number 45. He is averaging 8 points per game for the Dort College defenders. For the Concordia Bulldogs, they will start number five, in all likelihood, Eli Ziegler, averaging 18.3 points per game. He's hitting nearly 50% of his three-point shots. Seth Curran wears number 11. He's averaging 8.5 points per game. Number 21 is Tanner Schott. He averages 11.1 points per game. Number 30 is Jake Hornick, averaging 4.6 points per outing. And number 44 is Chandler Folkerts. He averages 19.9 points per game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the opening tip and a little closer look at these two teams right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the matchup between these two teams. Let's begin with the Dort College men. They are 9-9 this year, and 0-6 in GPAC play. They entered a five-game losing streak with three straight wins over Oak Hills Christian, Mayville State, and Silver Lake. In all three games, the defenders scored over 100 points. Dort College is averaging 89.4 points per game with an 80.1 points per game defensive average. The defenders are out-rebounding teams 42.3 to 34.5 and convert 47.7% of their field goals. Opponents are making 44.7% of their shots against the defenders. Dalton Franken scores 19 points per game and has made 47% of his field goals. He is in the lineup here this evening. That is good news for the Dort College defenders. He averages 7.3 points per game. Alec Henriksen is averaging 13.9 points per game. He's making 47% of his three-point shots. He's converted 44 of 94 three-point baskets. Marcus Winterfeld is good for 8.8 points per game and 5.2 rebounds. Alex Terpstra and Taylor Feenstra are averaging 8.6 and 8.0 points per game, respectively. Feenstra takes down 4.1 rebounds. Andrew O'Donnell adds 8.1 points per game, takes in 5.1 rebounds, leads the team with 64 assists in 18 games played for a 3.5 average. The Bulldog men are a handful, just 3-5 of the conference, but they have won three games in a row, including a pair of wins over rated opponents. Ben Limbach's team lost back-to-back four-point games on December 7 and 10 against Morningside and Northwestern before taking the last three games. Turn those around, they're 5-3 instead in the GPAC. Right now they're, though, 3-5. They will feature some problems. Chandler Folkert leads the Bulldogs with a 19.9 points per game average, takes in 7.5 rebounds per game, and he is making nearly 70% of his field goals. Eli Ziegler accounts for 18.3 points per game. He's made 60 of 122 three-point shots and has 60 assists, which ranks second on the team to Seth Curran's 65. Tanner Schuck scores 11.1 points per game. Chris Johnstone adds 10.4 points per outing. The Bulldog men are averaging 87.7 points per game and allow 80.5 points per outing. They hold a 35.3 to 32.5 rebounding advantage. Concordia knocks down 52.4% of its field goals, and opponents are making 47.6% of their shots. Let's take one more quick break, and we'll be back with the second half of our doubleheader right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and we are underway with basketball. The Concordia Bulldogs control the opening tap. Bulldogs decked out in their road navies, white numbers, and lettering. Bulldogs control it. This is Schuck. Schuck hands it off, and we've got a foul called on the drive into the lane. Dave Agee signals that the foul is going to go on Alec Henriksen. That's foul number one on him. And Tanner Shuck will go to the free throw line where he is 14 of 16 so far this season. First free throw is up and down for Shuck. Shuck with another one on the way. So Shuck, the right-handed free throw is up and down. He makes it a 2-0 ball game. Concordia leads 2-0. York College on the right side. They pass it over to Franken. Franken playing with a brace on the right knee. They feed it over to Feenstra. Feenstra back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell three. Looked good out of the hand. Kicks off the heel. Here comes Concordia in transition. Bulldogs with the basketball. Pass comes over to Curran. Curran three, no good. Rebound deflected up. Picked up by Feenstra. He hands it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell a race to the rim. Head fake. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. And that's either going to go on Folkerts or Ziegler, and that's going to go on Folkerts. Chandler Folkerts whistled for his first personal foul. Folkerts listed 6'8". He's a senior. Over 1,700 career points. First free throw on the way is up and down for O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell to the free throw line to shoot another free throw. He was fouled in the act of shooting, so both teams getting all of their points thus far on tries from the charity stripe. Second free throw is up and good for O'Donnell. O'Donnell, a 79% free throw shooter entering the contest, ties it up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Left side of the basketball, and a kick by Winterfeld after Jake Hornick tries to feed it underneath. Hornick will inbound the basketball in front of what would normally be the Dort College student section, but Dort College still on break for Christmas. Scheduling not the greatest for the Dort College defenders this year. A lot of games over break. Eli Ziegler knocks down the pull-up jumper, and the Dort College defenders trail 4-2. Pass goes to Feenstra. Feenstra facing up. Feenstra trying to work his way in against Folkerts. Puts it up, puts it down. Two-point basket for Taylor Feenstra. It's 4-4. Concordia did not come with a double that time as Feenstra was able to back his way into Folkerts. Folkerts playing with a personal foul. Didn't want to challenge too much there. Pass down low intended for Folkerts. Taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with a right-handed layup. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with 4 points. And the Dort College defenders have their first lead at 6-4. 6-4 our score, Concordia basketball, Ziegler. Ziegler feeds it off to Folkerts, back to Ziegler. Ziegler runs the two-man game, hands it off to Folkerts, and Folkerts slams it home. Chandler Folkerts averaging 19.9 points per game. We're deadlocked at 6. Winterfeld picks up his dribble. Winterfeld passes left side over to Franken. Franken with it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, Winterfeld. Winterfeld tries to feed it to the cutter, Henriksen. It's taken away by Shuck. Shuck driving the other way. His layup is good. Tanner Shuck with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 8-6. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld to O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the wing back to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Left side O'Donnell. Ball fake. O'Donnell cut off by Ziegler. Gets it back over to Franken. Franken's jumper left elbow. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia driving in, and we've got a foul called on the drive. That's going to go against Dalton Franken. Franken, the junior from Atlantica, Iowa, missed his last 3 games with an knee that was a little bulky. He's playing this evening with a knee brace on the right knee. Anticipating playing tomorrow as well. Rest of the season might be one of those day-to-day deals. Might have to limit practice. We'll see. Jake Hornick drives in. Jake Hornick with the right hand. His two-point basket is good. And Dort College trails 10-6. Right side with it is Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. Franken top of the key three. Left it short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Franken. Franken to Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball. Ziegler in between the circles. Bounces it down low. They bring the double with Barkema. Kick out pass, left side. Dort College is going to double team whenever Folkerts gets the ball in the block, force him to give it up and try to get the opponents, get Concordia to have to settle for 3-point shots. And driving in is Franken. Franken with the right hand from the left side. It's good. And Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to try and narrow it to a one-point ball game. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from People's Insurance, full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Poing Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Franken makes 3 points. He'll check out of the ballgame, makes the three-point play, and the defenders trail 10-9. Concordia basketball. This is Seth Curran. Curran goes high post. Folkerts. Folkerts facing up from the three-point line. Instead, he comes back over to Curran. Curran over the basketball to Ziegler. And we've got a foul called on the defenders. That's going to go on O'Donnell. That's number one on O'Donnell. Concordia inbounding the basketball. Curran. Curran goes right side to Shuck. Shuck into the corner. Ziegler. Ziegler back around to Shuck. Feed it down low. Folkerts. Folkerts blocked from behind by Barkema. And now a reach-in foul called on the Concordia Bulldogs and Chandler Folkerts. Folkerts whistled for his second personal foul. Justin Dammy will check into the contest. So Folkerts will be out for a little bit. He fouls out with 15:53 remain, or pardon me, he commits his second foul with 15:53 left to go in the first half. Ben Langen with it on the wing. Comes back right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Henriksen, and what do we have? An illegal screen called on Barkema, I believe. Chad Barkema whistled for the personal foul and an illegal screen. It's foul number four on the defenders. And the Concordia Bulldogs come back the other way. Clay Reimers will run the baseline for the Bulldogs. Gets the ball in the corner. Left-hand side, ball deflected. Picked up by Barkema. Barkema gets it ahead to Henriksen. Here comes Dort College in transition. Henriksen, shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Terpstra picks it up. Back over to O'Donnell. Extra pass into the corner. Three-pointer is good for Henriksen. Alec Henriksen knocks down the triple on the Dort College defenders lead 12-10. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Concordia. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also online at KDCR885.com. Pass left side, Concordia basketball, Ziegler. Ziegler driving, right side comes over to Reimers. Reimers with it. Reimers cut off on the block. Concordia basketball, this is Shuck. They feed it down low to Dammy, 12 to shoot. And Dammy with the hook shot in the lane. Three-point play opportunity. He is fouled in the act of shooting. The foul is going to go on Josh Van Langen. And that is number one on Josh. Dammy to shoot the free throw, trying to convert the old-fashioned three-point play, and he does. Dammy averaging 5.8 points per contest. Left side pass goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it up. Henriksen. Henriksen driving in. Henriksen shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Concordia. Here come the Bulldogs and Shuck. Shuck at the top of the key, feeds the trailer Ziegler. Feed it down low, Reimers. Reimers into the lane, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema has made some strides here in the last week. Barkema looks off the defensive player, shot no good, but there for the rebound is Van Langen. Van Langen with a putback. Josh Van Langen with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 14-13. Concordia basketball, left side pass goes over to Ziegler. Eli Ziegler feeds it back to Shuck. Shuck on the left wing. Shuck picks up his dribble. Reimers, Reimers, layup good. Reimers with a backdoor cut, his first two. And the Dort College defenders trail 15-14. Right side pass over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Van Langen facing up against Dammy. Van Langen, right-handed hook, is good. Josh Van Langen with four. Dort College leads 16-15. 16-15 the score. Reimers pass deflected, taken away by Terpstra. It's a foot race. Terpstra driving in, and Terpstra is fouled on the play, and that's going to be an illegal, or that's going to be an intentional foul. There was nobody back on defense, and Reimers simply wrapped up Terpstra. And that'll be labeled a flagrant one. So free throws on the way for Terp. First one is up and good for Alex. Another one on the way for Terpstra. Yeah, the terminology used to be intentional. Now it's a flagrant one. Terpstra makes one of two. Indoor College will now maintain possession of it. They'll be inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. And Reimers just did not make enough of a play on the ball. And he gets whistled for that flagrant one. Nothing malicious, but I would say that takes the place of the old intentional foul. Pass right side. Franken to Feenstra. Feenstra working against Dammy. Dammy gets it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell shovels it off. Franken, his shot no good, but he's fouled on the rebound. No, it's going to be on Feenstra. Taylor gets called for the personal foul on the rebound. And the North College defenders trail it, or lead it, I should say, 17-15. So the defenders get the basketball. Out front with it is Ziegler. Ziegler goes to Kyle Pierce. Round the horn they go back to Ziegler. Ziegler's knocking down nearly 50% of his threes this season. And he knocks down a triple there. Eli Ziegler with 5 points. And the North College defenders trail 18-17. Right side, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken, shot no good. Rebound deflected, and we've got a foul on the play called against Concordia that time on the rebound. Foul's going to go on Dammy. That's number one on him. Team foul number five on the Bulldogs. Inbounding the basketball will be O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking. And O'Donnell's pass is out front to Winterfeld. Winterfeld passes right side to Franken. Franken on the wing. Franken back to Terpstra. Terpstra, Feenstra. They don't bring the double. Now they do. And Feenstra is called for a travel as he went to the hook shot. And the Concordia Bulldogs get the basketball back. Turnover by the defenders. Here come the Bulldogs. Chris Johnstone. Johnstone gets it away to Pierce. Pierce with the basketball, Ziegler. Ziegler with the ball. Ziegler diving in as O'Donnell trying to take it away. They feed it down low to Dammy. Dammy into the lane with the right hand. It's good. Dammy with 5 points, and the defenders trail 2017. Need a bucket now. Pass comes right side to Terpstra. Terpstra lost the ball on the way up. Finds a way to feed it off to the left wing. Feenstra's jumper from 12 on the left baseline, too strong. And here come the Bulldogs. Back over to Ziegler. Ziegler, left side, Pierce. Pierce feeds it underneath to Dammy. Dammy backing in against Feenstra, and Winterfeld swipes at it, sends it out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. So Concordia to throw it in. This is Chris Johnstone. Johnstone to throw it in for the Bulldogs. Johnstone, top reserve off of the bench for Concordia offensively, averaging 10.4 points per game. Gets the pass right side to Ziegler. And a rebound tapped away by Concordia. The tap-out attempt by Kyle Pierce. Marcus Winterfeld wanted a push possibly on that rebound. As it is, the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. It'll be North College basketball. Winterfeld, Henriksen, Henriksen, Van Langen. Van Langen going to work against Dammy. Two-point basket for Van Langen is good. North College trailing 2019. Johnstone to Pierce. Pierce to Ziegler. Ziegler left side, Curran. Curran three, missed it, no good. Fight for the basketball, taken down by Pierce. Pierce, kick out pass. Johnstone. Johnstone, three. Good. Chris Johnstone with the three-point bucket. Back the other way we go. Shot by Henriksen, no good, but a foul called as Van Langen tries to put it back. And the foul's going to go on Johnstone, his first. And I had thought Van Langen was shooting on the play on the putback, but instead they're going to say out of bounds. Winterfeld, hook shot in the lane is good. Marcus Winterfeld with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 23-21. Concordia basketball, Curran. Curran over to Ziegler. Ziegler gives it back over to Johnstone. Johnstone hit a three moments ago. Pass comes right side back over to Ziegler. They force Ziegler to give it up. Johnstone. Johnstone driving in. Too strong off of the backboard, no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld ahead to Terp. Terpstra with it on the left side. Terpstra was going to pull up for a long-range three, and tipping it away is Eli Ziegler. Dort College with the basketball down 23-21. Throwing the ball in will be Barkema. Barkema triggers it in to Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the right side. Back out front, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen comes back right side, Barkema. Barkema driving in, and we've got a foul called before the shot. Barkema will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Balanced scoring so far for the defenders. Van Langen leading the way with 6. For the Bulldogs, they have balance as well. Dammy with 5. Shuck with 4. Chandler Folkert's been on the bench for the last 6 minutes or so with 2 personal fouls. Free throw is up by Barkema, and it's in and out, no good. And now Concordia turns it over in the backcourt. They can't handle it, and the Dort College defenders get it back. Barkema, kid you want at the free throw line, 78% free throw shooter, unable to knock down the front of the 1-1, though, to earn the bonus. Pass comes in, Henriksen looking, gets it into Van Langen. Van Langen shot blocked by Dammy, and the rebound is cleared by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Curran with it on the left side. Curran shovels it off to Ziegler. Ziegler to Johnstone. Johnstone with the basketball. Johnstone to Ziegler. Ziegler feeds it down low. Dammy. Dammy backing his way in against Van Langen. And Dammy with 7 points. Keep in mind, he and Folkerts have to go head-to-head every day in practice. You're bound to pick up some offensive skills there. And Dammy pretty good with his back to the basket. Terpstra drove into the lane. And looks like he might have gotten a little help. But he gets called for a travel violation. O'Donnell will check out, and Walt Winterfeld will check out. So Winterfeld in will check out of the ball game. See if the defenders can get something going here. Trailing by 4, 25-21. Into the front court, Concordia, Curran. Curran to Ziegler. Ziegler on the elbow, lost it. Picked up by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell fires it ahead to Henriksen. Henriksen, crossover move, gives it up into the corner. Terp, Terp, three, no good. Rebound, though, Van Langen. Van Langen put back good. He's got 8. Josh Van Langen, 25-23. Dort College back to within 2. 25-23, and now a steal by Barkema. And Barkema is fouled from behind by Eli Ziegler. Barkema wreaking havoc. He's got several steals already. Dort College has a team of 4 steals, and I believe Barkema's had a hand in at least 2 or 3 of them. Chad Barkema with a 1-1 on the way. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Barkema. Barkema with another one. Barkema trying to tie the game at 25 all with 9 minutes and 1 second remaining in this first half. Barkema, another free throw, trying to knot it. Free throw is up, free throw is down, and Barkema is now 2-for-3 from the free throw line, and we're tied 25-25, 9:01 remaining, first half. Concordia basketball. This is Seth Curran. Curran with it to Ziegler. Ziegler, shuck, shuck, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Here comes Dort College. Henriksen into the front court. He's on the right side. Pass goes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives the lane. Gets around his player. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia over the basketball. Seth Curran. Curran on the left side. They feed it down low for Dammy, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College and Josh Van Langen. I think Josh wants a break. Coaches are ignoring him right now. They want him to stay on the floor. He's been very effective. O'Donnell with the basketball. Pass right side over to Henriksen. Henriksen puts it on the deck. Drives in. His shot right hand. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Still deadlocked. 25-25. 8:15 remaining. First half. Concordia basketball. Jake Hornick. Hornick passes over to Ziegler. Dort College man-to-man defense. Pass goes left side. They feed it underneath Folkerts. Folkerts shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Van Langen. And that one's probably just simply because Van Langen, a little bit fatigued. He was asking for a breather moments ago. Dort College sent Taylor Feenster to the scorer's bench, but not before Dort College had an offensive possession and now the defensive possession. First free throw is up and good for Folkerts. Folkerts is fresh. So his team did the job with him on the bench, kept the game within reach, actually tied. They led much of it. And now Folkert shooting for a two-point lead, and he knocks it down with a soft touch as it rolls home. Folkert's with 4 points. Defenders trail 27-25. O'Donnell into the front court. Let's see if the defenders on the other on this end can work it against Folkert to maybe get another foul call. Feenstra facing up. Feenstra reverses O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to split the defense, pulls up from 12, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Ziegler. Ziegler goes right side, into the corner, kick out pass out front, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra over to O'Donnell, here's Dort College in transition. O'Donnell, Henriksen, Henriksen, Feenstra. Feenstra looking down low for Barkema. Instead, Feenstra will put up the free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound Terp, Terp long three, hokey piece. Alex Terpstra. Knocks it down from long range. 5 points. Dort College leads 28-27. He didn't flinch. Caught the ball. Released it. And nothing but the bottom of the barrel. Here comes Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Kick out pass. Right side, Shuck. Shuck back out front. Hornick. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets it away to Henriksen. Henriksen into the front court. Alec turns on the Jets, drives in, draws some contact, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Alec Henriksen with an opportunity at the three-point play. Dort College leading by three, 30-27, and this Dort College team, since before Christmas, very simply trying to recreate itself. Barkema checks out. Terpstra will get a quick drink near the bench, and he's going to stay in the ball game. So Barkema checks out. Winterfeld's back in. And by recreating themselves, Dort College has gone to simply an up-tempo ball game. A little more ball movement. They work it around. And I said Winterfeld was back in. That was wrong. It's Franken back into the ball game. Concordia basketball. This is Ziegler. Dort College up by four, 31-27. Ziegler. Crossover move, nothing there, guarded by O'Donnell, passes it down low, they bring the double, and dribbling it off, it's put out of bounds as Chandler Folkerts, and Dort College will get the basketball back. It's a pick-your-poison night. If you're Dort College, what they've elected to do this evening is they bring the double whenever Folkerts gets it, and they're forcing him to make a decision. Is he going to make a quick move to the basket? With a double team, O'Donnell's lazy pass taken away by Concordia Bulldogs coming back the other way. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken down by Folkerts. Folkerts put back is good. He's got six. 31-29, Dort College down two. Bringing the basketball up is Franken. Franken to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball at the free throw line. Comes back over to Franken. Franken gives it up. Feenstra. Feenstra has it stolen away by Folkerts. Ahead Ziegler, and we're tied. 31-all. 31-31, our score, 5:50 remaining. Henriksen goes right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away, Henriksen. Henriksen, Terpstra. Terpstra guarded by Ziegler. The two Colorado natives. And a foul called on the play against Dalton Franken. Dalton Franken whistled for the personal foul on the loose ball. It's number two on Dalton. And there's a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Pass comes right side of the basketball as Ziegler. Ziegler on the right wing. Ziegler, reversal, comes back out front. Concordia goes to Ziegler. Ziegler three, good. Eli Ziegler with 8 first-half points, and the Bulldogs right now on a 7-0 run. Right side pass goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra to O'Donnell to Franken. Franken, Feenstra. Feenstra is fouled on the play, and Taylor will go to the to the free throw line, and he will shoot 2 free throws. Dort College by 3. Down by 3, I should say, with 4:58 remaining. First free throw is on the way for Feenstra and good. So Taylor ends the 7-point run by the Concordia Bulldogs with a made free throw. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw is up and good. So Feenstra makes them both. He's got 4. And the defenders trail 34-33. 34-33, our score. Pass comes out front. This is Ziegler. Ziegler to Curran. Curran comes back over to Hornick. Hornick underneath Folkerts. Folkerts, easy bucket, good. Not going to get much easier than that. He's got 8. And the defenders trail by 3, 36-33. Let's see if Dort College can regain some of that up-tempo success that they had earlier. Shot by Feenstra, no good. Rebound cleared by Folkerts. Here comes Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Left side pass over to Curran. Curran taking it in against Henriksen. He holds his ground. Shot in the lane. No good by Concordia's Tanner Shuck as he drives left-hand side of the lane. And the Dort College defenders Dort College trailing 36-33. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second free throw is up and good. So Shuck makes the free throw, and it's 37-33. 37-33, our score. With it on the right side is Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. Franken left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell drills the three. Andrew O'Donnell with the three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders come back right side. This is Ziegler. Ziegler. Ziegler with it. Comes back left side. This is Ziegler again from the top of the key. His 2 is good. Ziegler with 10. 36-39. Dort College. This is Franken. Franken drives right hand side. Shot is up. And the shot is waved off. He'll go to the free throw line for 2.39-36, Dort College, down 3. Franken with 2 free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First one is up and good. Another one on the way for Franken. Dalton with a second free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. 39-38. Dort College trailing by 1 with the basketball is Seth Curran. Curran to Shuck. Shuck to Ziegler. Ziegler loses his footing, kicks it back outside. Concordia electing to take Folkerts out of the ballgame so he doesn't pick up his third. Tanner Shuck casts up a 3. makes it a 42-38 lead. Now Winterfeld answering back with a three. Marcus Winterfeld with five. Dort College trails 42-41. 42-41 our score. Back the other way we go, and Dammy gets the two-point basket. He's got nine. Dort College trailing 44-41. Hot front with the basketball is Barkema. Barkema gives it up. They go back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Barkema. Barkema left it short, no good. 2:25 left to go in the first half. Concordia's basketball, Johnstone. Johnstone to Ziegler. Ziegler hits a three. Ziegler with 13, and the defenders trail by six, 47-41. Back the other way, Barkema. Barkema, O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in with the left hand. Puts it up. Shot hangs on the rim. Won't fall through. And here come the Concordia Bulldogs. Bulldog basketball, Johnstone. Johnstone with it on the wing. Johnstone driving in. And the North College defenders commit a foul on the defensive end. Chad Barkema has just been whistled for his second personal foul. Free throws on the way for Chris Johnstone. Both teams in the double bonus from here on out. So Johnstone, an 89% free throw shooter, 31-35 this season. Make it 31-36. He's got another one coming. Dort College was within one at 42-41, but back-to-back buckets by the Bulldogs have turned that one-point advantage into a six-point advantage. Another free throw for Johnstone. This one's up, and this one's good. So Johnstone makes one of two. It's 48-41. Into the front court with the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up. Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Left side, Terpstra. Terpstra, Barkema. Barkema fires it back over, and it's deflected, and Henriksen, who was heading to where it was going directly, the ball gets deflected off of Henriksen's head and out of bounds, and Dort College needs a stop now. 48-41, Dort College down seven. Concordia basketball. Seth Curran passes to Dammy. Dammy, right side, to Shuck. Shuck to Curran. Curran to Dammy. Dammy shot no good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema, left side, Terp. Terp, let's fly. Three, good. Alex Terpstra with eight points, and the defenders are back to within four at 48-44. 48-44, our score. Ball deflected. Concordia picks it up. Pass back out front, Ziegler. Ziegler back over to Johnstone. Johnstone wheels into the lane. His shot is good. Johnstone with six. Dort College back the other way, trailing 50-44. Pass left side, Terpstra. Terpstra, Barkema. Barkema puts it on the floor against Dammy. Shot no good by Barkema. Lot of contact, no call made. Here comes Concordia. Bulldog basketball. Into the front court is Johnstone. Johnstone to Ziegler. Ziegler will set the offense. So Ziegler setting the offense. 50-44 our score. 6 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Ziegler guarded by O'Donnell. Five to shoot. Now four. Three. Ziegler back out front. Three. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound is tipped out. And it's controlled by the defenders. No. Picked up by Dammy. And that's the end of the first half. Our score. Concordia 50, Dort College 44. Back with a recap of the first half of action from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM, live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders trailing Concordia 50-44 at the intermission. Dort College led briefly, got up by four at 31-27. Concordia went on a 7-0 run to lead 34-31. And Concordia pushed the lead to four at 42-38. Dort College trimmed it to 42-41 on a three-point basket. And then Concordia stretched it to six. North Collett cut it to four at 48-44. And Concordia settles for the halftime lead of 50-44. North College 14 of 34 from the floor, 41.2%, 5 for 9 on threes, 55.6%, 11 of 13 on free throws, 84.6%. North College was out-rebounded by Concordia 16-15. Turnovers, North College had 9, Concordia had 10. The defenders are led by Andrew O'Donnell's 7 points, Alex Terpstra has 7, and Josh Van Langen has 8. 5 each for Marcus Winterfeld and Dalton Franken. 4 for Taylor Feenstra, 2 for Chad Barkema. For Concordia, 15 for Eli Ziegler, 8 for Chandler Folkert, 8 for Tanner Shuck. 6 for Chris Johnstone, 9 for Justin Dammy, 2 for Clay Reimers, 2 for Jake Hornick, for their total of 50 points. Chandler Folkert has 6 rebounds. Chris Johnstone has 3 for the Bulldogs. For North College, Chad Barkema has 3 rebounds, as does Josh Van Langen. 2 assists for Andrew O'Donnell. 2 assists for Tanner Shuck. 1 steal each for 3 different Concordia players. Andrew O'Donnell has 5 steals in the first half for the defenders. Chad Barkema and Alex Terpstra each credited with 1 steal apiece. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Coming up tomorrow, more North College basketball as the defenders host the Mount Marty Lancers in women's and men's play. We'll be on the air shortly before 2 o'clock with that contest. Several other games taking place in the league tomorrow as well. Let's take a look at that scoreboard or the schedule for tomorrow. The only games happening are these two here this evening. The North College defenders at home with Mount Marty tomorrow afternoon starting at 2 o'clock. Hastings is at Midland. Morningside's at Briarcliff. Dakota Wesleyan is at Northwestern. This Concordia men's basketball team is back in action tomorrow as they face Oglala Lakota. The Concordia women have the day off tomorrow. High school basketball in the area tonight. Girl-boy doubleheaders. Storm Lake is at Western. West Sioux is at Trinity. Akron-Westfield is at Hartley-Melvin-Sanborn. Marcus Meriden Cleghorn-Remsen Union is at South O'Brien. Harris Lake Park's at Galen. Boyden Hall's at Sioux Center. Sibley-Ochiden is at Rock Valley. MLC Floyd Valley is at George Little Rock. Okoboji takes on Central Lyon. West Lyon is at Sheldon. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. North College trails at half, 50-44 to the Concordia Bulldogs. North College women earlier tonight lost an 81-43 decision to the number 2 rated team in the country, Concordia. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this.
We all...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. North College trailing at the half. Both teams have made their way out of the locker room. Both teams have concluded their tune-ups for the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Englund Hubbard Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Alec Henriksen over the basketball as we resume play. Starting off the second half, Franken with the basketball on the left wing. They get it underneath, tried to get it underneath to O'Donnell, and the ball is deflected out by Folkerts. Long pass into the front court, tipped away by Dort College. Concordia comes away with the basketball. This is Jake Hornick. Hornick hands it off to Ziegler. Ziegler to Curran. Curran will set the offense. Pass comes back right side. This is Shuck. Shuck feeds it to Folkerts. Folkerts underneath. Hands it off to Hornick, and Hornick loses it out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. 50-44, our score. Dort College down six. Andrew O'Donnell into the front court. O'Donnell on the left side. Nothing there. Back over to Henriksen. Henriksen guarded closely by Curran. Now right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell puts it up, blocked from behind. Gets his own rebound back. Back over to Winterfeld. Nine to shoot. Now seven, six. Pass into O'Donnell. O'Donnell puts up a three and hits it. Andrew O'Donnell with 10 points, and the defenders trail 50-47. 18:45 remaining. Long possession by the defenders. Concordia with it, driving in. And now a blocking foul called on the defenders. And the foul is going to go on Taylor Feenstra, and Feenstra picks up his third personal. Feenster checks out of the ballgame. Van Lingen checks in. Inbounding, they get it into Shuck. Pass comes right side to Curran. Three-pointer, top of the key. Shuck, good. He's got 11. 53-47. 18:20 remaining. O'Donnell gives it up. Henriksen, and Henriksen has it tipped away from him. Out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. Last touch by Concordia. It will be Dort College basketball. Winterfeld gets it into Franken. Franken pull up from 15, good. Dalton Franken with six. Defenders trail by four, 53-49. Tanner Shuck, right side pass, Curran. Curran to Hornick. Hornick looking. Comes back to Ziegler, and a foul called away from the ball on Josh Van Lingen. Van Lingen has just picked up his third personal foul. Barkema is going to check into the game, and Dort College is going to go small. Don't have much choice. The defenders will go with a smaller lineup here. No true post player. Question will be how will they defend Folkerts. Pass comes right side. Three on the way. Is off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Let's over to Henriksen. Here comes Dort College. Henriksen, Euro step. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Barkema. Barkema puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound Winterfeld. Winterfeld three. Off the heel. No good. Rebound Folkerts. Folkerts with the basketball. Folkerts gives it away to Curran. Curran with the basketball. Curran back over to Ziegler. Ziegler back right side to Curran. Curran, Folkerts. Folkerts at the top of the key. Ziegler. Ziegler is going to be called for a double dribble. So Dort College defending the pick and roll that time. Dort College down 4, 53-49. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up. Barkema. Barkema working against Folkerts. Barkema back over to O'Donnell, and they dive down on him. Seth Curran comes away with it. Curran to Hornick. Hornick, two-point basket. Good. He's got four. 55-49. Dort College down six. Barkema at the free throw line. Underneath, Winterfeld. Winterfeld slam dunk. Marcus Winterfeld with seven. Dort College trails 55-51. Pass it down low. Folkerts. Folkerts with a left hand. Good. He's got 10. 57-51. Dort College down six. Left side pass. They get it back over to Franken. Franken to Henriksen. Henriksen loses his footing out front. Concordia comes away with it. Concordia with the basketball. They pass over to Curran. Curran to Ziegler to Hornick. Hornick back over to Curran. Curran to Shuck. And the pass over the top intended for Folkerts. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. Last touch by the Bulldogs. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding. And the defenders will bring it up. On the floor for the defenders right now, Terpstra, Van Langen, and Henriksen. In the backcourt, Barkema and O'Donnell. Zegler for Concordia. On the floor along with Reimers, Folkerts, Shuck, and is it Hornick? No, it's Curran. A foul called on the Concordia Bulldogs. That's going to go on Zegler. Zegler whistled for foul number two. Throwing the ball in will be Barkema. Barkema to trigger it. And Barkema gets it out front. O'Donnell. 15:50 remaining. Van Langen sets a screen for him. Van Langen gets the ball, and we've got a foul called on his way to the hoop for Van Langen. Foul's going to go on Tanner Shuck. That's number two on him. Concordia able to spread the fouls around. So free throws on the way for Van Langen. Free throw by Van Langen. First one in rattles and goes through. Another one on the way for Josh. He's got 9 points tonight. 4 2-point field goals in the first half. And Van Langen trying to make it a 4-point ball game. Second free throw by Josh is up and through. So Van Langen makes them both. He's got 10. And the defenders trail 57-53. 15:40 and counting. Pass goes to Folkerts. Folkerts with the basketball. Folkerts to Curran. Curran to Zegler. Zegler to Folkerts. They bring the double. They kick it out right side. Now back over to Folkerts. Folkerts high-low pass to Reimers. Reimers off of the glass. Good. Clay Reimers with 4 points. Short College trails 59-53. Left side pass to Barkema. Barkema back to Terpstra. Terpstra on the left wing. Terpstra hesitation. Now O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Henriksen. Henriksen catch fire three off the front iron. No good. Rebound cleared by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia goes right side, Zegler. Zegler with it. Three on the way. No good. Rebound long. Taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen up the floor. Henriksen draws some contact. No call made. And here come the Bulldogs. Bulldog basketball, Curran. Curran crossing over. Might have traveled with it. Ball's down on the floor. Now a jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Concordia basketball. 14:33 left to go in the ballgame. Concordia 59, North College 53. North College unable to chip anything off of the lead yet. 5 minutes and 27 seconds into the second half. Both teams have scored 9 points. Defense has taken a little more of an effect here in the second half. Reimers with it on the left wing, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Johnstone. Johnstone whistled for his second. So two fouls on Johnstone. Bringing the basketball up is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell left side, Henriksen. Henriksen three, left it short, no good. But there for the rebound is Van Langen. Van Langen with a two-point bucket. He's got 12. York College back to within four, 59-55. 14:07 remaining in regulation. They try to pass it down low. It's taken away by Henriksen. Here comes Dort College. Henriksen up the floor. Henriksen in transition. Right side three on the way. Terp, no good. Short. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Dort College's threes coming up short here in the second half. Three-pointer on the way, and answering with a three is Concordia's Tanner Shuck. Shuck with 14, and the defenders trail by 7, 62-255. So Dort College a chance to cut into the 4-point lead. They fail to do so. Concordia comes back, knocks down a triple on the other end, and it's back to a 7-point ball game. Timeout Concordia, back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College down 7 after cutting the lead down to 4. Winterfeld gets it down on the block, back over to Frank, and Franken's 2 from the left elbow is short, no good, and the rebound is taken away by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs controlling the glass. Pass comes right side. Pass over to Johnstone. Johnstone with it. Johnstone gives it up to Reimers. Reimers with it to Curran. Curran picks up his dribble. Seven to shoot. Now five. This is Shuck. Shuck. Kick out pass Johnstone. Johnstone shot off the side of the backboard. No good. And the shot clock violation is recorded. A defensive stop by the Dort College defenders. Well, after the way the Dort College defenders were playing defense the first half of the season, good to see them force a shot clock violation. Pass goes right elbow to Franken. Franken hands it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the left elbow. Here's Terp off one dribble to the left. His shot in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Franken. Franken puts it up, and it's blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Johnstone. And it was clearly off of Johnstone. It happened right in front of the Dort College bench. Unfortunately, two out of the three officials right on top of the play did not see it. And it took, I believe it was Chris Kaborik, who finally came over and said, I got this. It went off of Johnstone. And now foul called on Andrew O'Donnell, an illegal screen called on O'Donnell. And the Dort College defenders will play defense. Pass goes right side. This is Clay Reimers with it. They feed it underneath Folkerts, and taking it away is Terpstra. Ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, layup, right hand, good. Andrew O'Donnell with 12 points, and the defenders back to within 5, 62 to 57. That time it was the help defense on the double team. Johnstone answering with a three. Johnstone with 9, averaging 10.4 points per game for the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs extend the lead to 8. That's the matches, their biggest lead of the game. Winterfeld into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Winterfeld, Winterfeld 3, Wang good. Marcus Winterfeld with 10. Dort College back to within 5, 65 to 60, and we aren't halfway through this second half. Dort College hanging in there, trying to match the Concordia salvos. Folkerts passes left side on the double team. Shuck, Shuck to Johnstone. Johnstone dumps it off for Reimers, and Reimers is fouled on the play. And it will be free throws for Reimers. So free throws coming here for Clay Reimers. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Reimers, trying to extend it back to 7. 66-60 currently. Terpstra, Franken, Van Langen check out. Chandler Bronstein's going to check into the ball game for the first time tonight. This will be a quick breather for O'Donnell, I would imagine. Henriksen, Barkema, Feenstra, Winterfeld, and Bronstein on the floor. Free throw is up. Free throw catches every part of the rim and finally falls through for Reimers. 67-60, our score. Right side pass over to Brunsting. Brunsting down to the baseline. Brunsting back over to Barkema. Barkema looks off the defensive player, lays it up with the right hand, good. Chad Barkema with 4 points. Dort College back to within 5, 67-62. Reimers to Hornick. Hornick into the corner. Ziegler back to Hornick. Hornick lets fly with a three, missed it. Reimers comes down with it, trapped in the corner, gets it away, Dammy. Dammy, Ziegler, Ziegler, Johnstone. Johnstone driving around, and we've got a blocking foul called on the defenders. And Henriksen. Henriksen whistled for the personal foul. So the Dort College defenders will set up the defense as Johnstone tosses it in. Pass comes out front, Hornick, 25 to shoot, 10:50 left to go in the battle. Johnstone feeds it down low, Dammy. Dammy to Hornick. Hornick driving in at a block called on Barkema, and the only thing could be that Barkema was inside the charge ring. So two free throws on the way for Reimers. So Reimers will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good for Reimers. Another one on the way, trying to extend it back to a seven-point ball game. Second free throw is off the mark, no good, and it's a six-point ball game, 68-62 as he left it short. A right side pass over to Brunsting. Brunsting to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Barkema. Barkema facing up against Reimers, trying to feed it underneath for Feenstra, and a foul on the play called on Dammy. It's team foul number four on the Bulldogs. Foul number two on Justin Dammy. Inbounding will be Brunsting. Brunsting to Winterfeld. Winterfeld puts it up over the top of Hornick, and he is fouled on the play. And Winterfeld will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Winterfeld, a 66% free throw shooter. So the free throws on the way for Winterfeld. First one is up and good. Catches the front of the iron, falls to the back, and then drops through. Another one on the way, trying to make it a four-point ball game, 68-63 with 10:27 remaining. Second free throw for Winterfeld off the heel, no good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra back outside. Henriksen, Winterfeld into the corner. Barkema out front. Henriksen. Henriksen, three. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Hornick. Run out to Ziegler. One man to beat. That's Henriksen. Layup with the right hand is good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. A free throw on the way for Ziegler. That's the first field goal of the second half for Ziegler. to 63, the score. So free throws on the way for Ziegler. Basket counted. Not sure what the conversation is here. 70-63. And Ziegler makes the free throw. It's 71-63 after the old-fashioned three-point play. So back to an eight-point ball game after Dort College had it down to four. Right side pass, Henriksen. Henriksen, three. Good. Alec with three, hits that one from the right wing, beyond the three-point line, made it look easy, and the defenders trail by five, 71-66. Now comes over to Hornick, Hornick to Ziegler, Ziegler driving, right, left-handed layup, right-hand side, missed it, hung on the rim, and Feenstra comes away with it. Winterfeld, Barkema, Barkema, head fake, down to the block, he's in traffic, gets it to go, and he gets it to Feenstra. Feenstra is fouled on the play. And Taylor will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. I was shielded by Coach Dalma that time as I was trying to look down on the right side of the lane. Feenstra eventually ended up with it in his hands. He muscled it up, muscled it through, and he can make it a two-point ball game with a made free throw here. 71-68, Dort College down three. And Feenstra, line drives that one through. Taylor Feenstra with seven. And the defenders trail by two, 71-69. Dort College faithful that are here on a rare Friday night contest for the G-Pack, trying to make some noise. Pass comes right side. Concordia basketball, drive into the lane. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out. Hornick comes away with it. Hornick's pass tipped by Dammy, controlled by Dammy. Pass goes left side. This is Curran. Curran with it, 20 to shoot, down to the block, puts it up, and a blocking foul called on Taylor Feenstra. I am guessing he was inside the charge ring. Foul called on Feenstra is his fourth. He'll check out of the ballgame. Ziegler will try to reestablish a five-point lead after he got the shot to go and got fouled. Ziegler had a three-point play moments ago to give him 16 points. He now has, I beg your pardon, he has 20, so I missed one along the way. He makes that free throw. And it's back to a 74-69 five-point lead. Henriksen in traffic, and he is fouled on the play by Curran. And this time it's Hornick's. Hornick was not and did not commit the foul. And a loose basketball, Dort College. That was Henriksen who got fouled on the play. And Alec Henriksen with 10 points now. Just getting around to watching the replay of that Ziegler play. And Feenstra was inside the charge ring. That's where the call came from. Second free throw is up and good. So Henriksen makes them both. He's got five in the second half, 11 for the ballgame, 74-71. 74-71 our score. Ziegler gets it right side. Over to Shuck. Shuck at the free throw line. Open look at a 15-footer. In and out, no good. But there for the rebound and the putback. Hornick, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Henriksen. Henriksen, pull up three. Off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound, Van Langen. Van Langen trying to take it in against Folkerts, and it's taken away as he lost it on the spin move. Concordia basketball, Tanner Shuck. Shuck underneath to Folkerts. Folkerts fouled on the play, and he'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Terpstra did the right thing there, just unable to keep Folkerts from getting the ball above his head for the shot. Folkerts knocks it down, and the Dort College defenders trail 76-71. 76-71 our score. And Folkerts makes the free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got 13. And it's back to 77-71. Dort College down six. Henriksen with a basketball. Henriksen goes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra to the cutter, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Van Langen. Van Langen, basket good. Josh Van Langen with 14. Dort College back to within four, 77-73. Tanner Shuck goes left side. This is Hornick. They dump it inside for Folkerts. Kick out pass, three, no good. And a foul on the play called on Hornick. That's number eight on the Bulldogs in the second half. Winterfeld will shoot a 1-1. That's foul number three on Jake Hornick. So Winterfeld will go to the free throw line, trying to cut it down to a two-point ball game again. Dort College as close as 71-69. First free throw on the way for Winterfeld for the 1-1. It's up and through. Winterfeld with another free throw coming. A second free throw on the way for Marcus. The right-handed shot by the freshman is up and through. Marcus Winterfeld makes them both. And the defenders trail 77-75. And we've got a double foul called on Van Langen and Folkerts. And that's costly for Dort College. That'll be foul number four on Van Langen. Foul number three on Folkerts. Taylor Feenstra will check into the ballgame. Shot clock is set to 24. Seth Curran will inbound the basketball. Official Dave Agee made that call coming up the floor at about midcourt. Saw something between the two he didn't like. And called the double foul. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out. And it's last touch by Folkerts. It's Dort College basketball. Still long ways to go in this one. 7:39 remaining. Here comes Dort College with a chance to tie or take the lead. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball in between the circles. Left side pass to Winterfeld. Winterfeld puts it on the deck. Drives into the baseline. His basket is good. Marcus Winterfeld ties it at 77-77, 7:20 remaining. Concordia calls a timeout, and the Dort College defenders have come back to tie it after trailing by as many as eight. Timeout on the floor, Bulldogs back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 77-77 our score, 7:15 remaining in regulation. Concordia basketball. And we've got a foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders. That's going to go on Terpstra. That's number two on him. Ziegler will go to the free throw line where he will shoot two free throws. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. So deadlocked at 77s. Ziegler, first free throw is good. He's got another one on the way. A second free throw is up and good for Ziegler. 78% free throw shooter. He's knocked down all four of his chances here today. And the defenders trail 79-77. Dort College has not led since it was 17-15. I beg your pardon. I got to go back and amend that. 31-27. O'Donnell, though, rolls in a three. And the Dort College defenders regain the lead at 80-79. Their first lead since it was 31-27. Coming back the other way with the basketball, Concordia answering with a three. Yep. Tanner Schock, his third three of the second half. He's got 17, and the defenders trail 82-80. Dort College basketball, Henriksen to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, left side, tries to wrap it around to Feenstra. Ball's down on the floor, and it's picked up by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball, Johnstone. Johnstone drives in. His shot is good. Johnstone, 11 points, right at his average. And the Bulldogs regain the lead, or retake a four-point lead at 84-80. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, left side, Winterfeld, catches, fires, three, no good. Rebound tapped out by Feenstra, controlled by Terpstra. Terpstra with the long three. Alex Terpstra, 11 points. Dort College back to within a point at 84-83. The long three by Terp. Pass goes left side. Ziegler. Ziegler back out to Schock. Kick out pass, three, no good. Long rebound, Johnstone. Johnstone on the right wing. And we've got a hold called on the Dort College defenders and Taylor Feenstra. Taylor has just fouled out of the ballgame. 5:22 remaining. Feenstra will foul out with 7 points. Well, that was a case where both players battling, and if there was ever a chance for a double foul, that was probably it, more so than the earlier one that was called with Van Langen and Folkerts. First free throw by Folkerts is good. He's got another one on the way. Folkerts, 14 points, and now 15. 86-83. Dort College down three. Henriksen with the basketball. Van Langen back into the game. Henriksen lost it. It's picked up by Seth Curran. Curran will bring it up for the Bulldogs. Curran with it on the right wing. He feeds it back out front, Ziegler. Ziegler to Folkert, guarded there by Van Langen. Van Langen playing with four fouls. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Terpstra. He comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Terpstra, ball fake. Off the dribble, nothing there. Thought about the long three again. Pass goes right side instead, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. And he is fouled on the play by Johnstone. Johnstone whistled for the personal. O'Donnell will go to the free throw line for two free throws. Both teams in the double bonus. 4:46 remaining. Dort College down three, 86-83. So two free throws on the way for O'Donnell. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. Another one on the way for O'Donnell. So far this evening, Dort College from the free throw line, 19 of 23. Concordia equal to the task at 17 of 20. O'Donnell makes one of two. It's a two-point ball game, 86-84. Concordia with a two-point advantage. Bulldogs feed it left side over to Ziegler, puts it on the deck with the right hand, tries for the pick and roll. Shot off the glass by Ziegler on the runner is good. Eli Ziegler with another two. He has 25. He had 13 at halftime. North College into the offensive end, and a three-point shot by Henriksen off the mark. And the North College defenders need a timeout, trailing by four. 88-84, timeout North College. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 4:18 remaining here in the regulation of this contest, this GPAC battle. Backdoor cut, shot is up, shot is good. Tanner Shuck with a two-point basket, and Concordia's opened up a six-point lead after North College led briefly at 80-79. With the basketball is Henriksen. Van Langen had it, tried to pass it into Winterfeld, crossed the lane, too many arms to get through, and now North College needs a defensive stop. Johnstone with the basketball, back over to Ziegler. Ziegler, guarded there by Henriksen. North College playing without their starting center right now. Feenstra is on the bench with fouls. Shot is missed from the perimeter. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Here comes North College. You need a bucket. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell driving in against Johnstone. Shot no good. Swiped at by Van Langen. Picked up by Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball. Ziegler across half court. And Ziegler will set the offense. Concordia enjoying a six-point lead with 3:05 remaining. Johnstone passes over to Ziegler. Ziegler drives. Kick-out pass. Right wing. Curran. Curran back to Johnstone. Johnstone is blocked. And we've got a hook called on Johnstone. Johnstone whistled for the personal foul. That's number four on him. 90-84, North College down six. Winterfeld to inbound the basketball. Henriksen will bring it up. O'Donnell, Franken, and Van Langen are on the floor right now for the defenders. 90-84, 2:48 remaining. Franken on the left elbow. Dalton looking for the pass, gets it away. O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Henriksen for the basketball. Henriksen drives in, floater, right hand, left side, good. Henriksen with a two-point basket. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. Defenders hanging in there, but the clock starting to play a factor here. Trailing 90-86 is North College. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. 2:31 and counting. 90-86 our score. Pass goes left side. Ziegler. Ziegler. North College jams the ball screen. They get it back left side. Hornick. Hornick on the wing. They're daring him to shoot from the three-point line. He refuses. He gives it back over to Ziegler. 10 to shoot. Ziegler out front, Folkerts, Folkerts three, good. 93-84, Concordia back in front. I beg your pardon, 93-86, Concordia by seven. Folkerts knocks down the triple. Did not expect that. Fade away on the baseline by Henriksen, no good. And he has had a difficult night shooting the basketball. And back we go the other way. Concordia ball with a chance to start milking the clock. A pass right side with the basketball is Seth Curran. For Folkerts, that is his third made three of the season out of seven attempts. Pass goes underneath, 11 to shoot. Folkerts kicks it out right side back to Hornick. Hornick beyond the three-point line. They feed Folkerts, four to shoot. Now back out front, Curran. Curran, top of the key, three, no good. North College down seven. They need a basket. 1:19 remaining. O'Donnell drives in, right-handed shot, won't go down, but he's fouled on the play. And North College will go to the free throw line in the form of Andrew O'Donnell with a chance to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. So Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line. He's got 16 points here this evening. He'll shoot two. Chad Barkema waiting to check in for the defenders at the scorer's bench along with Johnstone for the Bulldogs. First free throw, no good for O'Donnell. Another one on the way for Andrew. 93-86. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So O'Donnell makes one of two. Defenders trail by six, 93-87. Got to get a stop or a steal. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Concordia can take it down around 45 seconds before they have to shoot. O'Donnell gambles for the steal. Here comes Concordia. They retreat over to Johnstone. Johnstone, an open three from the corner. That might do it. 14 for Johnstone, 96-87. Concordia leads, 49 seconds remaining. Barkema to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, 17-footer right side, missed it short, no good. And a rebound cleared by Johnstone. And he's fouled on the play. Terpstra will check into the ballgame for the defenders. And Johnstone will shoot two free throws. Free throw is up by Johnstone, and that one's off the mark, no good. Now Johnstone, an uncustomary 1-for-3 from the free throw line tonight, came into the game shooting 89%. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. Johnstone makes one of two, and the defenders trail by 10, 97-87, and now you need something completely out of the ordinary to happen. Dalton Frank and fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot. Two free throws as he put the ball on the deck. Since it was 77-77, four different players have scored for Concordia. Johnstone has 6 points in that stretch. Folkerts has five. Shuck has five. And Ziegler has four. For the defenders, since it was 77-77, O'Donnell has five. Henriksen has two. And Terpstra has a three. First free throw by Frank and was good. He's got another one coming. This one on the way by the right-hander from Atlantic is up and down. Franken with nine unofficially. And now foul called in the backcourt. And the Concordia Bulldogs will have to finish this one off at the free throw line. No, it was out of bounds. My mistake. Last touch by Dort. Ball is deflected out again by O'Donnell. 35.6 seconds remaining. Dort College has three timeouts remaining. Concordia has three timeouts remaining. Coach Ben Limbach on the Concordia bench. Not going to the timeout yet. And a 5 seconds call on the Bulldogs. Dort College down eight after the 5 second call. Defenders trailing. Winterfeld gets it into Terpstra. Terpstra, Franken, Franken three, right wing no good. And the rebound taken away by Johnstone, and Johnstone is fouled almost immediately. 15 for Johnstone tonight. Foul number four on O'Donnell. So Johnstone will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot a pair of free throws. 32.1 seconds remaining. First free throw is up, and that one's no good for Johnstone. 2-for-5 now is Johnstone. Keep in mind, he came in 31 of 35. That's around 90%. Second free throw on the way for Johnstone is up and through. So Johnstone makes one of two. It's 98-89. And Concordia will call for a timeout, leading by nine. 32.1 seconds remaining. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Dort College basketball after the timeout. O'Donnell driving to the hoop. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. And now Dort College will go for a call for a timeout. O'Donnell I believe, with 19 points now, and the defenders trail 98-91. Dort College down 7. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC, proactive physical therapy and sports rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Ball is inbounded. Concordia Seth Curran with it. And the North College defenders unable to get a foul committed. Now Ziegler has it. And Ziegler is fouled on the play by Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for the personal foul. Ziegler will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two. Ziegler with 25 tonight. And I believe he is closing in on 1,000 points for his career. I looked it up before the game began. And he's at 999 right now, in fact. Ziegler with another free throw, trying to extend it back to a 10-point ball game. 17 seconds remaining. Second free throw by Ziegler is up and good, and Ziegler now with 1,000 points. That's going to do it. 100-91. The clock down to 12 seconds. Terpstra with it. Terpstra forces up a three, misses, no good. Ball ends up on the baseline out of bounds, and the Concordia Bulldogs will inbound the basketball. Dort College will defend the inbound, but they won't commit a foul, and that's how it's going to end. 100-91. Concordia with a 9-point win over the Dort College defenders here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a post-game wrap-up, the Wireless World post-game wrap, in a moment. Great effort by the Dort College defenders here this evening, but they come up just shy. 100-91, Dort College trailed by a 6-point margin at halftime, 50-44. Trailed by as many as 8 in the second half, 71-63. Eventually fought back and tied it with 7:20 remaining at 77-77. Led ever so briefly at 80-79, but the Bulldogs take control from there. Dort College within 2 at 86-84, and they were within 5 at 93-87. From there, it got stretched out and ends up being a final of 100-91. Dort College with 5 players in double figures this evening, led by Andrew O'Donnell's 19 points. The defenders 29 of 70 from the floor, 41.4%. Concordia 34 for 58 from the floor, 58.6%. 21 of 26 from the free throw line, 80.8%. Tough to keep up with those kind of numbers. Concordia a slim 34-33 rebounding advantage. Concordia turned it over 19 times. The defenders turned it over 16 times. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma, and then he can be on his way. The Dort College defenders tonight, Coach, a 100-91 loss. A lot of good things happened, but as you said before Christmas, you're not into moral victories. This team is trying to win ball games, and tonight, with about 7 minutes left, it felt like this one was there for the taking, and just a couple plays here and there, Concordia shot it extremely well, and you got to play almost perfectly down the stretch to overcome that.
Yeah, Mike, I thought we played really well the first 13 minutes of the game. We had a 4-point lead really with the 7 minute mark to go. And then there were three consecutive turnovers that led to easy transition baskets for them. They went on top. So we had a stretch where we held them on eight consecutive possessions defensively without scoring. Those three turnovers started a possession of eight straight possessions where they scored. And that's really where it became really difficult for us to really get some momentum back. And after that point in time, we were trying to scratch and claw and get our way back. You know, the effort was really good. There were some really good bright spots. But as you mentioned, you get into January, it's pretty hollow. And the moral victories just, you know, they just don't ring true there. So hopefully tomorrow we get on top with a GPAC win and go from there. We have to cancel this one and try to move on. But I really like the way we prepared this week for it. We're definitely better. You know, we played a very good and hot Concordia team who had won three straight games against ranked opponents. And I thought, you know, we played well. We didn't shoot real well. I mean, that's just the bottom line. We played hard, but when we shoot 41%, that's just going to be difficult. We need to be up a little bit higher than that.
Yeah, and that's it sounds so simple, but at this point of the year, you can start breaking down the numbers. When this team shoots between 45 and 50%, you're going to be pretty tough to beat, especially if you play decent defense. I didn't think the defense was that bad this evening. Concordia made shots, a lot of possessions, it seemed. I mean, that's
right,
part of recreating this team is there are going to be more possessions, and that's going to result in more points being scored.
It is. You know, we can't necessarily look at the fact that, say, we gave up 100 points. We're trying to create more possessions because we need to kind of reinvent ourselves a little bit here. And as a result, we're going to score a little bit more as well. But we can't, we can't go with empty possessions quite as much as what we did tonight. We got to get a little bit more out of that. Thought we did a nice job of getting to the foul line. That was a plus and converted when we got there. We just have to continue to get better. I mean, we got young kids who are getting better and better, and we got to, you know, continue to push and move them along and hopefully nab a GPAC win or two.
Mount Marty tomorrow, what do you know about the Lancers? They're better than they have been the last couple of years.
Yeah.
They played Hastings pretty close earlier this week, if I remember correctly, right in that 10 to 15-point range. What do you know about Mount Marty?
Yeah, they are really pressing hard with the tempo as well. It'll be a game definitely where both of us will get up and down. They shoot a lot of three-pointers, and, you know, they're a team that is a lot better than they were a year ago. And so, you know, back-to-back games, get refocused after, you know, the disappointment of losing tonight. That's going to be as big a challenge as anything right now. But, you know, I love coaching these guys, Mike, and really have enjoyed the 2 weeks that we've had to spend extra time with them and stuff. They do work hard. I just wish for their sake they would see a little bit more success as a result of their efforts. Hopefully tomorrow we see that.
That's Coach Ross Dama. Thanks for stopping by, Coach.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama. Let's take a look at our final numbers then. I began giving you some of the team stats. We did that already. Let's take a look at the scoring totals. Andrew O'Donnell, 19 points tonight, 6 of 13 shooting. Marcus Winterfeld, 15 points. Josh Van Lingen had 14. 13 for Alec Henriksen, and Alec, a very uncustomary night shooting for him. He's not going to go 4 for 16 very often. He's not going to go 2 for 7 from the three-point line very often. And that's one you're not going to point blame by any means, but that's something that we have not seen much of this year. Alex Terpstra, I fully expect Alec to knock down some shots tomorrow. Alex Terpstra ends up with 10 points on 3 of 7 shooting. 9 points for Dalton Franken. Taylor Feenstra ends with 7. Chad Barkema closes with 4. For the Bulldogs, Eli Ziegler, 27 points, 19 points for Tanner Shuck. That was a little bit of a surprise there. 18 points for Chandler Folkerts. He also had 10 rebounds. 16 points for Chris Johnstone off of the bench, 9 each for Clay Reimers and Justin Dammey, and 2 for Jake Hornick. Rebounding, Folkerts led all players with 10. Chris Johnstone weaved his way in for 7. For the defenders, Van Lingen, Barkema, and Feenstra all had 5. Henriksen ends with 4. Feenstra ended up fouling out of the ball game. He played a total of 14 minutes and 36 seconds before being disqualified on fouls. Four assists for Andrew O'Donnell, three assists for Chad Barkema. Six assists for Seth Curran for the Bulldogs. He went scoreless, 0 for 5, but he had an effect in other ways. Played 37 minutes, and he also had two steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. That's going to do it for our broadcast. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at about 150, 155 right in there. After with the Dort College Defender women and men trying to bounce back from a pair of losses. Women lost 81-43 this evening. Dort College men fall 100-91, falling to the Concordia Bulldogs. That will do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.